What up, everybody? Lucian Albertine here, and welcome to our podcast, Like None Other. This is where we speak the truth, and we learn from our own perspectives. But guess what? I'm not alone. I'm with two wonderful hosts. My hosts! I'm with...
Your boy, Marlon Patrick.
And with...
Blood and CPT.
And this is... Reality Bites! Guys, firstly, let me just say, we're going to bite on something arty, canny, streety, gallery-esque. You know what? Let's roll the situation. Alrighty, y'all. So, we have a very exciting show for you. If you are an aspiring artist in the sense of painting, murals, street art, galleries, then our next guest will give you everything that you want to hear. I'm talking about one, the only, Mr. Bushy Wap. I love the fact you have cake.
Yes. How's it going?
How's it, my boy? You good?
Good, man.
Yes, I'm the yellow cook.
Guys, if you don't know, we actually have a nice little catering situation in the back there, you know?
Yeah.
And he's got his coffee and his cake and obviously his drink. Bushy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, I'm so thankful that he's here because this is a brand new father.
Hey!
No. He's basically sleepwalking.
I'm sleeping right now.
He's sleepwalking. But thank you for making time for us.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. I love it.
Can I remember my guys? I flippin' love your work. Can I just say that? They like, so I'm gonna go straight off the bat. Your name. I flippin' love your name. Bushy, what? What, man? Why? Yeah. Like, can you tell us more about that? Why?
Yo, it's quite the story. I think, so it started when I was 14. So okay. I started doing graffiti at a very young age. And you have to choose a name, obviously, to write on walls.
Yeah.
Mm. Because you're catching on nonsense. Yeah. You can't write your own name. You know what I mean?
Government
catch you now. It's like, you know. So anyway, because of my heritage, like Khoisa and...
Yes.
So Bushy comes from Bushman. And then further on down the line, Wap came from the digital era.
Okay.
So, like, my artist alter ego is oversized, you know, like, out there, colorful.
Love
so,
it.
You're like the Burger King Whopper.
Yes.
So, it's Bushy Wap.
Oh, that's it. That's I love that.
Come on.
But so many people in the industry and that in your industry as well, aside from media, don't really know your real name. Mm. Do you want to give that away? Or do you want to keep it with?
I've got a lot of names.
Let's give your birth name.
It's Chad.
Chad. I know that, but I mean, people don't know that.
Chad or Vlad. Sometimes Vlad. Brittany.
What? Sometimes who?
Brittany. Oopsie, did it again.
I love it.
So your journey, where did it all start? Born and raised, Cape Town, which province?
Yeah, Western Cape. We moved around quite a bit. And I think, so if somebody asks me where I'm from, I always like give them the place that I stayed at the longest, which is Kensington.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I did also grow up in Mitchell's Plain. That's where I like first saw graffiti, murals.
Yes. Yeah.
That's where it was the mecca of graffiti in South Africa. Whoa. At the time that I was growing up. Mm-hmm. Amazing, beautiful murals from people all over the world coming to Mitchell's Plain to paint. So that's what I grew up like looking at, taking the bus to school.
Yeah.
You'd see these amazing murals.
Yeah.
And that used to just blow my mind. So it started at a young age.
Yeah.
It started at a young age. And I started painting walls at a young age.
Awesome. Do you have any formal education, like, to, or do you need? Sorry, I don't
yes.
even know how it works, but do you need formal education for graffiti or art?
No, you don't need formal education, but I did study art and design. I was in advertising as an art editor for a while as well. I taught art. I've lived a million lives.
What?
Yeah, so art has always been my thing, you know, ever since I could pick up a crayon.
So, you said that you grew up basically for the longest time in Kensington and obviously Mitchell's Plain. What was life for you like there in those areas?
In Mitchell's Plain, I was young. I think I moved there when I was like 11. A big change. But what made it cool was the skating, the graffiti, the art. The friends were mostly artists.
Yeah.
It was a really special time growing up. So, yeah, I loved it. I loved it over there.
And where did you draw your inspiration from? Like, where did it come from? Is it something that you always wanted to do?
Yeah, I guess I draw my inspiration from a lot of different things. I would say a lot of the times it's cartoons, manga, but also music, hip-hop. I would say everyday life, conversations with people. Yeah. There's always different like factors influencing your art. You know, like it's basically a reflection of you on a canvas or whatever. You know,
they always say artist's brain is never, it never stops. It's always something. I walk down the street, something triggers you.
Yeah, exactly.
And like you said, me just playing with the murals on the streets. Mm-hmm. You didn't just see that doing 8 signs and this. It was actual art.
Yeah.
And those artists, they inspired you. Do you know who they are?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of people that paved the way. Mm-hmm. I would say like Falco, Mac One, Faith 47. There's a lot of OGs that paved the way from that time that used to paint there.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that from that time to now, working with international brands, very big labels. How was that transition from street art into that collaborations?
I think after working in advertising, I like kind of figured out how to market myself with what I do and make it more palatable for people, because not everyone's into graffiti. So I don't just write letters, I like make art on walls. So it's become a bit more palatable. I think that's...
When did you get your first big, like your first big gig, or your like your first big company that approached you to like do something for them? Or
So I was still working in advertising at the time, and paying rent was difficult.
And it's like I needed
junior designer, you know, on his own. Yeah. I needed to make money elsewhere, so I started like painting on the side. And when I started painting on the side, people started noticing.
Yeah.
Because I think it's like you painting a wall is a billboard for yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people start to notice. Yeah. And my first big job was for a movie called Bring It On, but the sixth one. I didn't even know they made another four.
It's Bring It On.
Bring It On. Cheerleaders, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Mm. So they needed graffiti in the background of some of the scenes. So I did a whole bunch of murals for them. And then I was like, yo, I'm just making more money than I am in the office here. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then that kind of sparked the journey of leaving corporate.
I love that. Yes, and how was that feeling? Like, what did it awaken something in you? How was that feeling?
It's the money. Yeah. It was chasing the moolah.
No, it's liquor working for yourself. It's fantastic being your own boss. Although sometimes your boss is cack, you know. Like sometimes I'm hard on myself, but you know, like I'd rather work 24/7 for myself than you know, like I'd rather work hard for myself than for someone else. That just gives you a pat on the back, basically. So it's been very rewarding.
Lovely. Speaking of being. Sorry, my guys. Speaking of being rewarding, I saw a little clip of you doing a mural for mental health.
Yeah.
Is that something you are very passionate about? Tell us more about that.
Yes. I think whether we like it or not, mental health affects a lot of us. It's real. If it doesn't affect you, it might affect somebody close to you. Mm-hmm. And I think it's an important topic for us all to face. I think self-help is important if you in a difficult situation like having a mental health issue. And I think raising awareness on that, because we didn't grow up in an era where we would do that, you know? Uh-huh. Like, it's kind of like still new for a lot of people in South Africa. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I think it was important raising awareness in our local communities and stuff. So it was a passion thing.
Okay, I love it. I'm always so dumbstruck when I hear all these different types of inspiration. Mm. Like people, like we had actors on here, TV presenters and stuff. And now listening to you coming from a whole different perspective, whatever, the whole different kind of
industry,
which is, thank you, Lucia.
I'm here to help.
So, and hearing that coming, like in your story and how you use art, basically, like I hear now about mental health, how you illustrate that through art, it's just so amazing. So, I just want to know, like, when like specifically with the mental health thing, right, that you did, is it something that you see in your vision upstairs. And so this is what, no, but I mean, like, you are artists. No. So I believe that you guys see things visually, like in your head, and say, this is what I would like to do. How does that work?
Yeah, that is, ideas always just like flow through, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I think, firstly, as a street or mural artist, it's you have a big responsibility on like what you're putting out there, because people are affected by street art. You know, like if you walk past a wall all the time, you're gonna like, you know, look at a wall with mural, you're gonna look at it, it's gonna affect you, you know? So there's a big responsibility, I think, on artists that paint walls to paint something that's going to benefit its viewers.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
Now my next question is, the art we see on the wall, that wall doesn't belong to you, nah? How do you guys get permission for that?
A lot of the times we get it easy. People are usually like very keen. Believe it or not, people are keen for art on their walls.
Because I'm looking at buildings, massive factory buildings. Some areas, like you say, like Mitchell's Plain or in Kensington, there's big art on there. But sometimes it's just not the art that you want to see.
Yeah,
so that could be a stigma where people are like, no, I don't want to do the art. So how do you guys control that part?
Usually we just ask the owner of the wall, like, would you like some art? Sometimes we don't ask. Are you talking about that? we're not talking about that.
I want to get to the nitty gritty.
There might be cops watching, so.
I'm a cop.
He's actually a cop.
Don't worry, you say.
Smart cop.
I love that. You know, I'm never gonna live this down, my guy.
I love it. I need to sip on this.
You just made the whole day.
Jeez, Bushy, that was a good one. I mean, poor lawyers always get to Marlon about this crook cop, and then he's just like, he's a crook cop.
In Afrikaans.
So, your journey from now being an illustrator, an artist, a painter, there's a lot of titles to it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously for people at home that don't really understand that, how do you define yourself as an artist?
I'd just say, like, because I'm a big slashy, you know, like this. I just say two, you know, and like figure out the rest. So I just say I'm a mural artist and illustrator.
Boom. Easy. I like the fact illustrators, it just sounds bougie. Yeah. Sounds so expensive. Yeah. Mm. Sounds like money.
Yeah.
And now that you've gone in the journey of being now a husband, a father, how does that impact your inspiration now, how does that inspire you to now?
Those two things you just mentioned are expensive.
Wife and child.
I'm working the minds.
How does that inspire you now to, as an artist?
I think now, since my daughter's been born, I've tried to be a bit more methodical. Mm. You know, like, I'm trying to think about the future, so I want to do bigger and better things, and not only for the money, but to make my daughter proud.
Wow. Money is good too sometimes.
No, right? Don't give me
but
that.
I love the fact that you now are living a different way and looking at a different perspective now, because your daughter has been raised now by you as an artist, and now you're saying you want to make her proud. And if she wants to follow in your footsteps, how's that going to be?
That would be fantastic. Fingers crossed. A mother's also very creative, and I think, well, whatever she decides to become, I'm okay with it. But if she's a creative, I'm dying.
Over the moon. I'm sorry, this cop thing is still in my head. So, let me just, like, ask something. So sometimes you say that you don't ask permission. Like, what I'm thinking now is, like, how do you paint scala, man? Like, do you paint at night? Or when do you
like, how you paint scala is, you act like you're meant to be there. That's the trick. During the day.
I was paid to do this.
Look at the cop saying, I love that.
I should learn that.
I love the cop saying, I love that. That's clever though.
Exactly. So then there's the other thing that I'm just thinking of, and it just comes to mind. Like, so we all in life go through a journey. And was there ever something that you can say was a moment where you had a moment of like, this is my soul to soul moment to myself. And did you ever illustrate that on a piece of paper or on a wall, etc., that literally symbolizes a time in your life that you would like to illustrate? Did that ever happen?
A soul to soul moment. I think it happened quite recently, the most recent one I can think of. So, like, shortly after my daughter's birth, I sat there and I was watching her in awe, and I just drew her, and like, that's my favorite thing in my book. Wow. That's my favorite thing. I hardly ever like draw from still life, you know, or whatever. But I was just chilling there, tired as hell, with my pen and my book, and I drew her, and that's my favorite piece I've done so far.
And that was like a full circle moment.
Yeah, that was like, yeah.
Wow.
I love that. I love
that. The thing about it is like, I made that. And I'm making this. You're just making my guy. What?
There's a lot of things going on in that cup right now.
Which cup?
Which cup now?
That is like so amazing, because, and I can see, you know, when, and this is something I picked up now while talking to you, is like, when you speak about your family and your daughter, your whole face
lights up.
Your eyes sparkle, and it's like, the most amazing
thing. My face doesn't lie, eh? My face doesn't lie. It's a problem.
The most amazing thing I think that happened to you, and that these shine through you, like when you speak about you want to build a nice life for your daughter one day, everything you do is for your family and for your daughter, whatever. That to me is like, and you can see it in your face, man. It's like this genuine thing coming off your shoulders. Like you just free flow. I think it's like your art. You know what I mean? It just speaks volumes.
Excuse
about
the
you
panda, but yeah.
Yeah, it speaks volumes about you as a person. And I think that is something that I've picked up, because I'm sorry, I'm going to say this again. It's just so amazing how each and every individual is like, we are so different, yet we are so alike.
Yeah.
And there's something unique about us all. And I think that is something that's completely unique about you. And you should, like, literally just give yourself a pat on the shoulder, because I've never spoken to an artist before. Yeah. Come on, this is my first time.
An illustrator.
Oh, yes. It sounds bougie. Illustrator. So, yeah, that is something I think you can be very, very proud of. And, like, and you have a name now for yourself. And I think that, for me, is, like, so uplifting. And any artist out there that's watching his story, whatever, don't ever give up. Believe in yourself. And you never know when your work might be recognized out there, etc. Like our friend here, Chad. So yeah, if you would give advice to anyone out there, right, a aspiring illustrator or artist, what would your advice to them?
Yeah, so I think it's simple. Just keep doing it. Just keep going. Oh, duck. Like, don't give up. If it's not going your way, keep pushing. I guess that's the only like solid advice I can give you. Keep pushing. Don't give up.
Consistency.
But there's one thing, fun with it.
Yeah, but there's one thing I want to admire about you and another friend of ours, Russell, aka Mr. Yay Abe. The fact that you guys can collaborate so well in certain brands, and the friendship you guys have, and support each other in that way. I just say, you know what? If you have a friend like that in life and in business,
yeah,
my hat's off.
So I always say, like, you should admire your friends. You know, you should. I've got a little guy crush on my friends, you know, Southie. To look up to them. If you don't look up to somebody in your friend circle, like, you should check your friend circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I feel very blessed to have like these cool people in my life that also inspire me, you know.
True.
So shout out to Russell.
Yay.
Shout out to Russell. Yay.
Come Abe. Russell.
So thank you, Bushy.
Before we go, we have a little thing called rapid fire questions that we'd like just throw you away. So I'm going to start with my one first, okay? Morning or evening?
Morning.
Mm-hmm. Why? Are you a morning person?
I love
person?
The fresh smell of the morning. I am a morning person.
I hate you guys. Especially when you like walk into work and everybody's like, I am happy. And I'm like, oh, shut up. Give me 5 cups of coffee and then I'll be, baby, you are. Okay, sweet or salty?
Sweet. Definitely sweet.
Oh, they cooked it. He's eating cake, obviously. Mm-hmm. Marlon, do you have?
Yeah, I do. Cats or dogs, my guy?
I have both. I don't know.
Okay,
I don't
know.
I can't.
Yeah, ah, okay, awesome. Beach or mountain?
Mountain.
Oh, love that.
Mountain.
I have one more for you. Would you consider yourself more to be an introvert or an extrovert?
Somewhere in between.
Yeah, it's about the same.
You're an introvert, like maybe... like when you like speak, whatever, blah, blah, but no, like you may appear to be an introvert, but you are an extrovert when it comes to
it's the setting.
But we got it out of him tonight.
Yeah.
And we got cheers to you, my friend.
Yes, yes,
cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you for joining us. To art.
Oh my God.
Cheers. Here you go. Cheers.
To legally painting on walls. Or pretend that you belong there.
Mm-hmm.
And beware of the cops.
Especially the groot ones.
Okay, Marlon, Patrick.
I'm done with you.
Pushy, it's been real. It's been thank you for joining us. Right here on Reality Bites, where we spill the situations, the truth, and our perspectives.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes. Now, I mean, I still kind of can't sleep now.
No. I'm still sleeping. It's okay. I'm still sleeping.
You are going to be awake when you get home because the baby.
Yeah.
Is it your duty? Do you have duties like?
Yeah, so we do shifts.
Okay.
So
I said, "Yo, be it for now."
Yeah, always.
It's sharing the husband and wife.
Lawrence, just give me a pop. I need a pop cake.
I pop on y'all, darling. No way down. So yeah, once again, thank you so much for being
cool, man. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yes, and guys, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and comment, and use our hashtag RealityBites Podcast. Till next time.
Cheers, y'all.
Cheers, guys.